Former Major League outfielder Brian Jordan, part of that 98 Cardinals team, a teammate of Mark McGuire's, who was part of that crazy home run chase. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
So I got a sneak peek at Long Gone Summer, and one of the fascinating things that I had not realized was that for whatever reason, the hype around McGuire was such that from day one of that season, people were talking about whether he could break the record, which is sort of absurd, particularly in baseball where home runs, you can go through these lengthy droughts. So he had pressure on him all year long to really live up to this. Once he really got hot, it only got more and more intense. What do you remember most about the pressure and maybe the media crush around McGuire that season?
Well, expectations were high on Mark. I mean, this guy's a power hitter, and he has that great potential to stay healthy, to be able to break that record. So going into the season, I think everybody knew he could possibly do it. And, you know, I think the most pressure was probably on myself and Ray Lankford hitting behind him. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to perform well because if we didn't, he didn't get pitched to. So, you know, he's such a great guy. I mean, we wanted to see him make history, and, you know, we really came together as a team.
Well, I think you did all right for yourself that season with 100 runs, batting .316. I think you did the job batting behind Mark McGuire for that season. But Brian, you know, you being no slouch yourself, a star in your own right, but clearly that summer belonged to your teammate Mark McGuire, and he shared it with Sammy Sosa. Mark talked about, you know, the pressure that was on him, how when he was socializing, he felt like he couldn't really do it with his teammates because he didn't want to drag them into the fray with all the media hounding him and the coverage and the fans just attacking him. What was that like to watch firsthand how it played out for Mark?
Well, you know, you felt bad for him because, you know, I know Mark McGuire. He's a very humble guy. He just wants to go play baseball. But when, you know, all the expectations, you know, came upon Mark to do this and break this record, I mean, it was constant chaos. The media was all over him all year long. And the thing about Mark was he was such a good guy. He didn't want his teammates to be affected by all that. I remember when he used to ask the media to go to a room, and he would go and answer all the questions, just, you know, not in the clubhouse, just to protect the players, man. He, you know, if it's a different guy with a different personality, you know, the experience probably would have been a lot different. But with Mark, with his personality, I know he didn't like the spotlight, but I think he handled it the best he could, and the players, his teammates, really respected how he handled it. We love the guy, and we were happy to see him break that record.
Brian Jordan, former Major League outfielder, part of that 98 Cardinals team, with us here on Spain and Company on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Brian, you know, I'm a Cubs fan, and I know the rivalry between the Cubs and Cardinals is maybe the best in all of baseball, one of the best for sure. I'm curious. It felt so fun to me, their relationship. You know, they did joint press conferences as they were competing. You know, McGuire was calling himself the man, and Sosa was like, okay, you could be the man, and I get to be this. And it felt a little too nice to me. Were you surprised that there wasn't more of a, you know, I'm going to take you out kind of vibe between the two guys?
No, you know, if you know both of those guys, I mean, both of those guys have big hearts, and, they are very likable players. And, you know, the fact that the Cardinal-Cub rivalry and Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, I think, you know, everybody was looked at different. You know, when we played against the Cubs, of course, we hated the Cubs and the fans and wanted to win. You know how that rivalry was. But it was a little softer that year toward the end of the year, watching Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire going at it. I think the fans, both in Chicago and St. Louis, just enjoyed that whole race. And the fact that both guys had really good personalities and they handled it all well together made it more fun. And I think that really brought baseball back, you know. After that strike in 95, you know, baseball was back, you know, to see Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa in that home run race. It was fun for the country. And it was definitely fun for both teams.
You know, Brian, naturally, when you talk about Mark McGwire, the steroids will have to be in the conversation. Most assuredly, it'll be a part of the documentary that airs this Sunday. But you've been one of those guys that supported Tony La Russa's claims from articles I've seen dating back 10 years ago, even still defending the fact that the Cardinals were not aware of the steroid use going on in the clubhouse and never saw Mark McGwire abusing steroids. Do you still, here in 2020, stand by that, or was there inklings and whispers?
Well, I mean, there was always inklings and whispers back when he played in Oakland with Jose Canseco.
Of course.
But as far as being his teammate and seeing Mark McGwire use steroids, I mean, no, I did not see it. And I probably wouldn't see any player outright using it in front of teammates, because if you're going to use it, I'm quite sure you're going to be private with it. And, you know, we never saw him firsthand using steroids, nor any teammate for that matter. And I know there's a lot of teammates probably used it. But, you know, Mark handled it well. As well as he could anyway, but, you know, it was a great race. Of course, you know, the bad, the good, all comes together.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette, talking about Long Gone Summer, which will be out on Sunday night, the new 30 for 30 about the Sosa McGwire home run chase. Brian Jordan, former Cardinals player on that 98 team, with us here. I'm curious whether you've been surprised in the ways that McGwire is such a welcome part of the Cardinals system and Sammy Sosa has been shunned by the Cubs. Do you think that has anything to do with race and background? Does it have to do with Sammy's corked bat, just the organizations? Does that stand out to you, those different receptions?
Well, all I know is from Mark McGwire's standpoint, you know, being a part of St. Louis Cardinals, he's always been a good guy. I mean, even through the steroid era, I think it really put a black eye on him. But, you know, again, because of his personality, the way he handled the fans, everybody loves him and still loves him. As far as Sammy Sosa's situation, I'm not too familiar with it. Yeah, he had the cork bat, and he was mentioning the steroids and all.
And the boombox and some other incidents where maybe he wasn't quite as well-liked despite his charisma.
Right. I'm not sure about what happened with him and the Cubs, but, you know, I'm surprised because he has a great personality, and, man, he was great for the Cubs and always smiling. But behind the scenes, I didn't know what was going on with the Cubs and Sammy Sosa, and that's sad that you know, they're not having that relationship right now because, you know, man, I'm surprised. You kind of let me in on things. I didn't know it was that bad.
it's definitely convoluted. It is a gray area, and there's a divide for certain. Brian, when you look back on all the productivity and all the scandal that also surrounds Mark McGwire and his baseball career, do you believe he deserves a spot in Cooperstown?
Look, man, my opinion here, I truly believe so because, you know, we didn't have a drug policy. And I'm going to go back because I played in the NFL. And I remember when I first came into the league, Major League Baseball, and I remember going to Texas during spring training, which was Port Charlotte. And Ozzie Smith was my mentor. And I looked out on the field, and I didn't know baseball players, but it was Jose Canseco. It was Juan Gonzalez, Julio Franco, Pudge Rodriguez, all those guys working out together on the field. And I looked at Ozzy and said, man, the Dallas Cowboys out here working out. I mean, because those guys were huge. They looked like football players, you know. And Ozzy looked at me and just said, hey, there's no drug testing in baseball. And I was shocked, you know, because being an NFL player, we were always tested. And so I kind of blame Major League Baseball because they never implemented that drug testing. And I can blame the PA, too, for not wanting the testing. So, you know, you're allowing guys to have that opportunity, you know, to make that choice. And, you know, a lot of guys did. I'm quite sure there was a whole lot of guys using steroids that names didn't come up. But, of course, the whole Jose Canseco and, you know, the Bash brothers. So, of course, Mark was dragged down in it. But until the drug policy was implemented, I think him, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, all those guys should be in the Hall of Fame.